You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at an 8-race card at Dundalk on Friday, March the 3rd. Got a couple of decent contests for you, smack bang in the middle of the programme at 7 o'clock and 7.30 respectively. Plus plenty of other solid handicaps and maidens alike to get our teeth stuck into here this evening. We begin with a devilishly difficult 5-furlong sprint, which comes up at 5.30. Plenty of our favourites here, Lockhorns once again, the likes of Chicklet, Dan's Gift, Togaville, Go-Kart, Strategic Force, One Over You, Primo Uno. They've all locked horns at least once or twice in the past, so working out this particular race is going to be a very difficult puzzle. What we can say, there's going to be plenty of pace on here, with the likes of Togaville and indeed One Over You likely to force the early issue. Togaville was very much back to form here last time out when he made all the running to win over 6 furlongs in an absolutely sensational time, the fastest time run here at the all-weather venue this winter. And if he can revert that form back to the 5 furlongs, he has won over the minimum trip before, then this 7-year-old has got every chance of getting into the winner's enclosure yet again. Just in behind him that night was One Over You, and this horse for me is probably the percentage call each way, around about 8-1 this morning. This mare arrives here in fantastic nick. She clearly likes it here at Dundalk. She's definitely better over the minimum trip 5 furlongs than she's over 6, as she proved when she made all the running here to start to go to beat the likes of Strategic Force, Go-Kart and Dan's Gift. Now, the form of that race has been franked on many times over since. So I do think that's probably one of the key form lines coming into this race. Nicely drawn. She can make the running, but she can also just sit in behind the pace. So I'd have to go with her each way in what looks a very trappy looking opener.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, which is a 6-furlong claimer. Now, all eyes here are on Split the Atom, who has been a little bit of a wallet emptier for his supporters in recent times. But in mitigation, it has to be said that this horse has run to an unbelievably high standard on his last 4 or 5 runs. If you download my figures this morning, I'd see that he's got 5 of the 6 top times in this race, including his last 4 runs when he's gone 97, 93, 99, 99. So he is a model of consistency despite not getting his head in front. And there can really be no excuses for him this evening. He's got a nice low draw. The standard of opposition is up against his ropey, to say the very least. And it would come something of a surprise to me, and indeed connections, if this horse can't get his head in front tonight. The dangers, well, probably Cappadocia. If she would have been drawn in a slightly better stall position, she is out on the wing in stall number 10, would have been the logical one. This horse has also got some good times here in the book at Dundalk in the past, including that run behind at Guanawara Bay here the last day. But stall 10 could be just prove a little bit problematical. Burn the Boats, Master Bond, they've got their chances, but Burn the Boats probably wants a little bit further than 6 furlongs to be at his best. So it's all about Split the Atom. If he can convert those speed figures he's been knocking out recently, he should, in theory, win this 6 o'clock.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then, which is a 7-furlong handicap for the 3-year-olds. No particularly strong view here in a wide open race. The one I'm going to throw my cap in the ring with is Family Crest from the Joseph O'Brien stable. This horse has just had the one run here at Dundalk, when it was noted doing some decent late work in the closing stages of the race, won by Stabber Companion. Remember the days in the Decent Maiden here 2 weeks ago. The time figure of that race is pretty good. And with the headgear going on for the first time for this horse, I've just got a little feeling that he could easily outrun his odds around about 12-1 this evening. And of course, Wayne Lorden has been booked as well. But not a race I've got a particularly strong view in. But in either way, Family Crest is the pick there in race 3.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then, and this brings about my best bet of the evening in the shape of Geological. What an amazing horse this has proved to be throughout the winter. Now, there's always one here through the winter term at Dundalk that always seems to be able to run week in, week out, knock out fantastic times. The likes of Sharjah 2 years ago, Stabber Companion 2, Geological Tribal Path was the one last year. And Geological is definitely the most industrious of all the horses that have run here throughout the winter. He's just been incredible. He's like a metronome. He just seems to run the same race every single time, from 5 furlongs up to a mile. You put Task in front of Geological and he manages to conquer it. Although he's only got his head in front a couple of times in those runs, he's run consistently either side of that, including his last 2 runs behind the lats of Patrick and indeed the well-handicapped Shannon Soul here last week. It was another commendable effort by Damien English's Charge, who once again set out to make the running only to get picked off in the latter stages. Being as though he stays a mile, but his best trip is at 7 furlongs. I think the drop of a furlong tonight should suit this horse. He's drawn in stall 2, so he should get a nice early lead. And I can only really see Lily's Prince as the obvious threat. Lily's Prince managed to finish in front of Geological a couple of starts ago, but that was over 6 furlongs when probably Geological wasn't at his best. But either way, it looks between the two on the figures, but Geological should hopefully make all the running down the lane. He is very, very difficult to beat once he's got his head in front. On to race number 5 then, which is a trappy looking forerunner affair for the 3 horse coming up at 7:30, in which all 4 could be given it a chance of sorts. But I desperately want to be against Visionary here from the Robert Cowell Stable. Now, it's got to be commended that this horse is coming over in the first place. There's been a paucity of English raiders over to Dundalk this winter, but the ones who've come over here have all struggled to suggest that the Dundalk scene is very, very hot here this year. The likes of Gentleman and Superstar have got well beaten in their races when they've come over. But conversely, when horses have gone over to Wolverhampton, the likes of Times in Anitefka, Kavailas and Pivot Bridge and Or Jock have all managed to win. So that does suggest that, the horses here on home soil are of a much better standard. So I would definitely be against Visionary. Which one of the other three are going to win? Well, that's quite a difficult choice because they're all coming here in good form. And quite a few of these are very difficult to assess. They've all posted decent speed figures. Tough Love clocked a good time when he won first time up, as did Remember the Days when he was very impressive here the last day. But Rocking Peace probably is the most logical one to run his race. He doesn't mind 7 furlongs or a mile, as he's proven in the past. And Binners is the outside. I feel around about 5-1. I do think this durable type is the one for the value hunters in what looks a very trappy looking forerunner affair.
Race number 6.
On to race 6 then. Not too many that can be fancied here in what looks a fairly weak mile maiden. The one that stands out here, however, is Robe of Honour from the Mickey Halford Stable. Now, in keeping with a lot of Mickey's first time out, this horse was a big eye-catcher with expected improvement to come. That second behind Share the Honour was a fairly decent run on the speed figures, and the fact that Pure Action was backed off the boards and can only manage third suggests that Robe of Honour ran to a decent standard first time out. He certainly looks as though he stays really well on the evidence of that. So even though he's dropping back in trip here tonight, his tactical speed, which has also seen to good effect, should stand him in good stead here this evening. He's got a nice draw as well in stall 6. He just gets the nod ahead of Invisible Dog, who also caught the eye of the way he ran behind Morwani the other day, who was also very well fancied on the evening. This horse impressed by the way he travelled. And if he can get into a good position from stall number 12 in the hands of Oisin Orr, then he could turn out to be the main threat to the number 1 selection, Robe of Honour.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate race then, which comes up at 8:30. It's a mile and a quarter handicap. Now, all eyes here are going to be on Hattrick Seeking Legetti, who's gone back-to-back in the last couple of weeks here in pretty decisive fashion. First time up over a mile when he won Apologising, and then up to in trip here last week, he overcame a slow start and a poor track position to win in the hands of Anna O'Brien. Unfortunately, he's been drawn particularly poorly here this evening. Stall 14 is not going to be easy to overcome for this horse, but he's certainly capable of doing so quality-wise. He's by a half an hour the best horse in this race. Just whether Connor King can get him organised from the outside pitch and get him into a reasonable position. If he doesn't, well, there's quite a few of these all queuing up to take advantage of the favourite's misgivings if he was not to get into the race from stall 14. Probably the most solid one would be Hello Humphrey, He didn't really get into the race here last week behind Serafelli, but he did catch the eye with a good bit of work down the lane. And indeed, he managed to beat victorious here a couple of starts ago when he had King Christoph in behind on that particular occasion. The lad who rides him's okay, Scott McConnor. I've seen him ride a few times and he certainly can do the job. And around about 12:14 to 1 this morning, Hallo Humphrey appeals as the most likely one of the floaters in behind the favourite if Ligeti doesn't come up to scratch.
And the final race.
On to the final contest, which is a 2 mile handicap coming up at 9 o'clock. Quite a few of these fancied horses at the front end of the market haven't yet proven themselves over the trip, but there's a good chance that both of the Joey O'Brien horses, namely Tommy Welsh and War Goddess, will step up to the plate and improve equally effective over an extra 4 furlongs. War Goddess, I thought, ran really well here from a bad draw last week in the hands of Anna O'Brien to finish third behind the informed Brocopondo. And if you go back to the run before that, this horse in the hands of Donica O'Brien did really well to win from being quite a bit back on the home turn. So stamina looks to be this horse's key forte. Tommy Welsh, also impressed by the way he won here the last day when he mounted down at New Direction in the closing stages, also suggesting that the further he went, the better he was. So Tommy Welsh also has to be included into any thought process here in the final race. So my advice would be split your stakes on the two of them in the final race, Tommy Welsh and War Goddess. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again to the podcast on Sunday, March the 5th, where we're going to be taking a look at a 7-race programme from Leopardstown, which will be available sometime Sunday morning. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.